Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
I'll pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, glad you are. Welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air. Bob Getty, Kelly Santer. We're in the Southern Bancorp studio here in Oak Grove this afternoon. Opening segment of the show sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Great place to cater this weekend's baseball. Also a great place to take your family for dinner tonight. Good show for you. Ben Green is a Southern Prohibition Brewery. And they're one of the co-sponsors of our special two-hour Eagle Hour this Friday from Pete Taylor Park. We're going to talk to Ben a little later. You know, they put out the beer, the Southern Miss beer, and it's just a great part of the business community here, Kelly.
My very favorite beer is something that they brew. It's called Berserker Mode, and it's a Baltic ale, and it's primarily a winter beer. But they've partnered with Grin, G-R-I-N, which is a local
coffee company.
Right. So, and there's coffee with some chocolate in that coffee. Man, that beer, it is so good.
So Kelly will undoubtedly be the expert for the third segment today. Is that safe to say?
I've had a beer or three over time.
Ozzie Pratt's on the show today, too. Man, what a colorful kid that is. What a wonderful personality. We'll be hearing from Ozzie here very shortly. First of all, though, thank our sponsors and remind you that we will have a two-hour show coming up Friday. We're still working on the lineup right now. The great Slade Wilkes is joining us. Scott Berry will be on the show. We'll be co-hosted by the one and only man that the field is named after. Kelly, we just learned, will not be there, and that will be a big disappointment to Hill Denson.
He hates me, Bob, you know, but who doesn't? I mean, my own parents hated me, you know. My mom used to say, why can't you be like your brother William? I said, Mom, he died at birth. I mean, you know.
I don't know what to say.
What am I supposed to think?
I don't know what to say.
She says stuff like that, you know.
We've been communicating back and forth this morning with Brian Dozier. You may have heard of him.
I think he did all right.
Yeah, we're trying to get Brian scheduled in a segment that fits his schedule. He's always so generous about coming on the show. We're going to have tickets to give away, T-shirts. And speaking of tickets, why don't we do this? I've been reading a lot of people on social media saying that they really need tickets, Kelly.
And I've got a great trivia question, Bob, that I don't think could be Googled. And you actually had something to do with this answer.
And what is that?
When the Southerners, right, they were the Southern Miss Southerners, there was a vote in the 70s, 1970s, I believe, they were discussing perhaps a name change for the Eagles.
Right.
And the three choices that the students, of which you were one.
Correct.
When that vote was put before the student body, the choices were to keep it the Southerners, change it to the Golden Eagles, or change it to what other choice?
All right, well, I'll tell you what. If you know the answer to that.
And you're probably going to have to talk, because I don't think you'll be able to Google that. That might be a Google-proof answer. You're going to have to maybe talk to an older alum to remember that.
If you know the answer to that question, you can call me at 601-264-8910. 264-8910. If you know the answer, we will give you a pair of tickets to the Friday night game, the Saturday doubleheader, and the Sunday game against Lafayette.
Wow.
We'll be happy to do that. If you know the answer to that, what's the question again, Kelly?
The question is, and what year was that vote-ish, Bob? Because you
76, 75, somewhere around there.
Yeah, right? The university contemplated a name change. They were the Southerners.
They were.
One of the choices that was put before the student body was to keep the mascot, the Southerners,
right,
or change it to the Golden Eagles.
Right.
Or what other mascot?
I got to vote in that. That was so cool. My wife and I both got to vote for that.
And did you vote for Golden Eagles?
We did.
Both of you did?
We thought Golden Eagles was appropriate. Well, let's see here, Kelly. Hang on a sec. Hey, welcome to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Do you know the answer to that question?
49ers.
Sorry, that's not it, but we sure appreciate you calling. I tell you what. Since you called, would you like to go to the baseball game even though you didn't have the answer right?
Well, I don't want to take somebody's tickets, but I was here. 49ers, that's the reason the Gold Post restaurant logo was a donkey kicking the football over through the field goal on Highway 49.
I got it. What's your name, sir?
Robert Donnell, D-O-N-N-E-L-L.
Boy, that's a famous name in Hattiesburg.
Here's what I'm going to do, Robert. I'm going to leave you tickets for all three games at the will call booth at the entrance of the baseball stadium, and a pair of tickets for Friday for the two games Saturday, for the game Sunday. And since you're an Eagle Hour listener and you called, I'm happy to provide those for you.
But
okay?
Robert, you can't park there. You can't park there unless
yeah,
you
okay. Don't do that to us, Mr. Donnell. Well, that happened to us last year, and the guy threatened to beat all of us up because we didn't give him a parking. Hey, thank you for listening, sir. We'll have those tickets there for you.
Y'all have the best program on radio.
Well, thank you very much.
So, keep it up.
Thank you,
sir.
Thank you very much.
We're not very popular in Oxford for some reason.
I can't imagine. Neither is Ozzie Press.
Yeah.
That's not the correct answer. So the phone lines are still open. We'll give another set of tickets away. 601-264-8910. I really appreciate Mr. Donnell calling. But, Kelly, you're right. I know what the answer is, and you're right. So if you know, you've got the next hour to call us.
But let me say this. Mr. Donnell's guess in a football context wasn't far off.
No. No, you're right. No.
I'll just leave it at
that.
No,
you're not right. You're wrong.
Yeah.
601-264-8910.
And Bob, you know, this weekend.
Excuse me. We'll be here the whole hour.
Everybody's excited about this weekend, of course. And I just wonder what Mother Nature might have in store.
I'm worried, Kelly.
Honestly, because you look at, I know that some of the other schools, both high schools and JUCOs, are moving their schedules thinking that Saturday is going to be a really tumultuous day weather-wise. Now, you know how it is. They always talk about, you know, bad things could happen, and then lots of times it doesn't, thankfully. But sometimes those forecasts hold true as well. But it looks like Friday might be the only day that's
I'm
good
looking
to go
now,
at this
65%
point.
Chance of rain Saturday and a 60% chance of rain. And according to this, on Saturday, the rain possibilities reach their peak around 12:30 in the afternoon. So, we'll keep our ears to the grindstone here and let you know if we hear, obviously, about any change. Also, while we got a couple of minutes, got everything squared away starting next Monday. Coach Oz will be with us every Monday from 1 to 1:30 to recap the weekend. Travis Creel.
If he's not fired.
If Travis is not fired. I don't think that's much of a chance of that. He's going to join us every Wednesday at 1 o'clock. And let me say this about Travis Creel. He's an excellent young coach. He recruits a lot of these kids that are here. These kids that play baseball love Travis Creel. And, Kelly, I don't need to tell you this. You couldn't find a nicer young man if you walked the planet looking for one than Travis.
He's so unassuming, one of the things. And he calls me Kelly, which I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, Mr. Kelly and all that. And that's respectful, and I appreciate that, too. But I think that just talks about kind of the relationship. You know, and, look, they understand that as media people, not the things that we're going to say are not always very positive. But, you know, we get accused then of being too much of a homer, you know, if we don't say things where they deserve to be said. But we're still looking for a winner, Bob, for our trivia question.
The Golden Eagles, the Southerners, there was a third name Dr. Lucas put all this in motion. If you know the name, the third name that was on that ballot became the Golden Eagles nickname for Southern Miss nickname. Excuse me. 601-264-8910, and we'll set you up all weekend as well. Speaking of things to come, Nico Mazza tomorrow on the show along with Shirley Jones. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that, does it?
No, Nico Mazza throwing a bullpen today at Southern Miss has not yet headed to spring training.
They never leave, do they?
Although a lot of the Major League Baseball teams today, the Dodgers, the Tigers, among others, pitchers and catchers report today. Most Major League teams will be having their full team workouts beginning next week. So this is that overlap. If you're a sportscaster like you and I were back in television, you had high school basketball season, the junior college basketball season, college basketball, the end of all that. Then you had the beginning of the baseball season. They were about 60-hour days. You know,
no question. It's an overlap time. Hey, don't forget about our podcast. Thousands of you listen every month. We're truly grateful to you for that. All major podcasts, platforms, Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or play the or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. And Kelly, maybe you can come up with a cure for allergies while we're in the break.
Well, it's this time of year, Bob, that's for sure.
All right, coming up, Ozzie Pratt on the Eagle Hour.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Come on, nobody out there knows what the third name was when the Golden Eagles actually became the nickname. Kelly likes to throw this trivia stuff out where there's nowhere to Google it. Because well, it's too easy when you can call Mr. Well, let's say real quick, Kelly. Super Talk Eagle Hour. Who we got on the phone?
Oh, this is Merrill.
All right, my man. Do you know what that name was?
Well, I've got an idea. My aunt graduated in 1972, and she had a yearbook from 1970, the year USM beat Ole Miss, and they were talking about the name change then. I don't know if these names actually appeared on the actual final ballot. I know the name Aardvarks was thrown out, and the name Pinewood Puffhaulers was thrown out in that yearbook. Am I right at all?
No, sir. But let me ask you a question. I'm going to try to help you out here.
Well, wasn't somebody else trying to ring in behind him? Or maybe not?
Real quick.
Okay.
Think of an NFL football team out west.
Known for their nastiness.
Yeah, nastiness. Kenny Stabler. Kenny
Stabler. What's that?
Raiders?
Ding, 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 ding.
hang on one second. Hang on.
Bob,
there you go.
Mergens is a lot better than that on that than you are.
Bob. All right, my man. We're going to send you to baseball this weekend. What's your name?
Merrill Porter.
Harold? I'm sorry.
Matt Merrill. M-E-R-R-E-L-L.
Merrill.
Okay. Porter?
Porter.
Mr. Porter, first of all, thank you for listening to our show. I'm going to leave these at the will call booth right at the main entrance of the baseball stadium. And we'll have you two tickets for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can go to every game, or you can pick the ones you want to go to. But we really appreciate you calling us.
Somebody was Morse coding him the answer, it sounded like.
Right. All right, we good, Mr. Porter?
Oh, we're good. What time does the game start on Friday?
It'll be at 4 o'clock Friday. Right now, 12 o'clock and 4 o'clock, I believe, on Saturday and 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Four-game series.
All right. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir, very much.
All right. those were the choices. The students could keep it at the Southerners,
right,
or go to the Golden Eagles.
Or the Raiders.
Or the Raiders. And the Golden Eagles won the vote.
All right, let's get right to it. Ozzie Pratt, great member of the baseball team and maybe the most colorful personality we've seen in a while. Here he is. All right, we've got the great Ozzie Pratt on the Super Talk Eagle Hour, an extraordinary shortstop for the Golden Eagles. And Ozzie, everybody's glad to see you back this year, and you seem excited. What do you see out of this 2025 squad?
I see a lot of competitors. Like, I just see a lot of guys that are just ready to get ball started, like ready to get under those lights. Big moment, ready to see all those fans in the stand. We got a bunch of young guys. I know they're ready for it. I think we have a lot of confidence, a lot of returners in the lineup, which is really nice to see. And you know, with Coach Oz, like, pitching's never going to be a doubt. Like, we're going to go at whoever we play.
Great year last year, and although you didn't get to the Super Regional, we could talk about how they positioned you guys in the regionals, but you won the conference championship 2 years in a row. I think winning the tournament 3 years in a row would be an incredible statement in the Sun Belt. Do you guys ever talk about that?
We really try to take it one step at a time, so each game at a time. Like, we have goals like win the conference championship, make a regional, host a regional, win the regional, super regional, and so on, all the way to Omaha, and winning that last game of the season. But right now, I think it's just that step by step, like one game at a time. Don't look ahead too far. Don't look over anybody, because as y'all remember, last year Marist lost that first game. That was probably a huge game that we missed for hosting that super. But I think really just taking it one game at a time, just playing every game like it's our last, and just all the way until that final game. And hopefully that final game's a win in Omaha.
Yeah, for sure. You got a really good one playing to your left in Monastere. Could there be a better middle infield in the country than you and Monastere?
I think we got that locked down. Like, at least in my mind, like, there's not anybody better than us, and that's just kind of how you have to play in D1. Is like, hey, you're the best one out there. You're the best person that's ever taken that position. Like, I'm sure back in the 1980s or like even recently, like, there's been really, really good shortstops. But in my mind, it's always, hey, me and Nick are gonna hold down the fort. We're gonna play to the best of our ability, and we're the best two that's ever been out there.
This will be your second year here. Give us thoughts on your first season here, and what you were thinking as you get ready to come back.
Really just like ready to get back. Like, I was itching sitting at home, like just ready to get back to Hattiesburg, ready to get like back into the rhythm, ready to see all the guys. Like, the team's so close, it's just like it's hard to be away from those guys. And just really, culture here is so strong, like so powerful. The coaches do a great job. Oz, Creel, Rhodes, Brewer, like everybody just keeping that culture and keeping it going. I know it's been going on for forever since Coach Palmer, and just really was itching to get back, ready to start this season, ready to start it strong.
Ozzy, you think is the culture the reason that this program, unlike so many in the country, doesn't lose its key players from year to year in the portal?
Yes, sir. I definitely think the culture is probably the best in the country. Like, I mean, one of my big things is, where else do you see people driving their trucks up to a college game? Like, that's just unforeseen in college baseball, at least from what I've seen. And I just love that aspect. Like, I love everybody in the lounge. I love seeing everybody cooking their meals out there. Like, I definitely love it when I get to go out there and eat some of those meals. I had probably the best jambalaya I think I've ever had last year out there. But I think that's one of the big things. As you could see, last year we lost, I think, 14 people, 7 to the portal and 7 graduated. And I don't think any one of those 7 really wanted to hit the portal. I think it's just the new rules, like everything, bringing in more people, like, but you don't really see that anywhere. Like any other school, you see everybody's itching to hit the portal. Like everybody's, oh, I'm ready to get out of here. Like nobody really wants to leave here. Everybody trusts the coaching staff. Everybody trusts everybody. And the culture's just so strong. The team's so close that why would you want to go anywhere else? I mean, this is the best place for baseball in the country.
All right. The first month's going to be pretty brutal. You guys have a rough non-conference schedule, but in talking to you and some of your fellow teammates, I get the impression you fellas embrace that. You want to play the best teams.
Yes, sir. It's definitely fun, those big games, like, and playing the best competition out there. I mean, nobody's going to get you better and ready for mid-season, end of season than the best team, so why not go take them on? Like, go get those at-bats, like, win those big games and get that under your schedule early.
Yeah. Now, Ozzy, you're going to have to go to Oxford and play this year.
Yes, sir. I know that. My family will be there, but it'll be a fun game. It'll be definitely a fun game.
Will that be different for you that night?
I don't think so. It's just going to be same baseball game, like just trying to win every at-bat, win every game. Like at the end of the day, it's just another baseball game. Like we're just traveling up.
All right, Kelly Sander, that's Ozzy Pratt. I had to cut the interview a little short because we spoke to one of our listeners prior. There's a terminology in baseball that you hear a lot. People will say, he's a real baller. And we've heard that about Ozzy Pratt from every coach. You're a coach. What does that say to you when they say, man, this kid is a baller?
Usually the first impression when you look at somebody, you know, like the big dudes – the football players, the linemen, you know, you kind of know those guys are, you know, suit for whatever pursuit they want to do. And lots of times, I'm not necessarily saying this with Ozzy, it's twofold. He's not physically a very big guy. In fact, he's probably maybe one of the smaller guys on the team. But the old adage, the small potatoes are hard to peel. I mean, he doesn't let his size have anything to do with the way that he plays and the effort that he gives. And so that's what it is. I think they're judging books by their covers, and that is a guy that you should not judge by. He loves it, gives 100%, and knows because of his physical limitations, he's got to try harder.
Isn't that one of the wonderful things about the sport of baseball, though, that small people can be great ball players?
And statistically, it's still the bigger guys. But yes, you know, that's why Jose Altuve and some of the smaller Major League Baseball players always get so much attention, is because they haven't let it. And lots of times, that's a driving force. When they hear people say, you can't,
right,
that helps them prove to people that they can.
Right. One we mentioned earlier that we hope is going to be able to join us Friday if his schedule allows is Brian Dozier. If you look at Brian Dozier walking this building right now and you didn't know who he was, and someone told you that guy right there hit 40 home runs in Major League Baseball one season and is a Major League All-Star, you'd laugh. You'd say, that guy's not big enough to do that.
After you say, man, that guy's hair looks great.
Yeah, his hair does. His hair is kind of like that, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, your phrase, not a hair out of place.
Right,
you know.
Right.
No, you're right. You know, and as a second baseman, to putting up those kind of power numbers, you don't normally
in
expect
Major
that.
League baseball.
Yes. Pitching.
The greatest players in the world.
Right.
Yeah, so Ozzy Pratt will be a big, big part of the Golden Eagle baseball team. And I've always said this, had he not followed Dustin Dickerson, everybody would be saying, you know, that Pratt kid, he's one of the best we've ever had here. But, you know.
Every play I make and just.
You got Dustin Dickerson in front of you. So what do you do about that?
Well, but you talk about. At any level in baseball, the strength of any team you hear is built up the middle. Pitchers, catchers, middle infielders, and center field. And when you look at this Southern Miss team, it's about as good as it gets when you're talking about a strength of the team. No disrespect to the corner fielders or the corner outfielders, but that's the strength of a team.
As your
up the
famous
middle.
Favorite football player Tom Brady would say, let's go.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back, Super Talk Eagle Hour. That second segment sponsored by Campus Bookmart. This segment by 4th Street Bar and Grill. Very appropriate, I think, where you can drink good beer, have good food, great lunch. All the ball games are always on the TV at 4th Street Bar and Grill. And I want to thank Mo Bay Beignet Company for their sponsorship of the Eagle Hour, 2902 Hardy Street, Hattiesburg. Great place to catch some dessert this weekend in between ball games. I want to congratulate Robert Donnell and Merrill Porter. They're going to be going to Southern Miss Baseball all weekend for calling in on the show today. We're going to give away some more tickets tomorrow and try to do that the rest of the week. We have some tickets, and we want to share them with everybody. We want everybody to go see the Golden Eagles that can.
Google-less trivia is what we're going to try.
Correct. So but Michael kind of said that he found that on. Nevertheless. All right. We'll be at the Pete for 2 hours on Friday, and one of the great businesses here in town helping us do that, co-sponsoring our kickoff baseball remote, is Southern Prohibition Brewery, also known as SoPro Brewery. And we've got the owner and head brewer, Ben Green, on the Eagle Hour with us. And Ben's always exciting to talk to you. I got a kind of an off-the-wall question to start.
Yeah.
How do you get into the field of being a beer brewer?
Well, you know, it takes a lot of dedication and a lot of passion for beer drinking, you know. You gotta spend your time.
This is a great American, Bob, right here.
It's yeah. a great American. Great American. So what was the process for you?
Yeah, so you know, over a decade ago, we had some pretty oppressive and restrictive beer laws when it came to what we could make, drink, and consume here in state. And you know, I found myself during my college years going out of town to Panhandle of Florida or Mobile or New Orleans and picking up beers from from the West Coast, beers that had higher ABVs and what we could have. And I got tired of driving and decided I was just going to start making it in my kitchen. So that's kind of what started it. And after some time doing that, I said, hey, well, I need to kind of really start looking at this. So I started looking at beer courses and beer schools, and you know, just kind of made that leap at that point.
And now you've got your own brewery, which has become a big, big part of our community. Talk a little bit about SoPro, how it's grown, what you guys are up to today, Ben.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it's really a case of something that's just kind of snowballed. We're turning 12 this year, this April, which is crazy and amazing. It feels like it's only been a year or two, but it's been 12. And I think that one of the reasons why we've been so successful is we've just kind of taken advantage of things that have been in front of us. You know, the landscape looked a lot different early on what we were doing and what we were offering. And we've just kind of changed with the times. We've listened to what people want to drink. And every time a law gets changed, we try to take advantage of it, you know. So when we first opened up in 2013, it was, you know, illegal for us to have the tap room aspect. So, you know, we couldn't sell beer. We sold a tour and could give out some small samples. And, you know, here we are today. I've got, you know, we've got a full kitchen and restaurant with a whole liquor license. So, you know, we're doing cocktails and stuff. And it's just really amazing how much the community has supported us over this last 12 years or so.
Hey, real quickly before Kelly gets in here, if perhaps you can move to another room. I'm not sure where you're talking to us from, but your phone is breaking up. We want to make sure that that our listeners can hear you clearly. So if you could maybe just move it around a little bit. Go ahead, Kelly.
Well, it's only appropriate, I guess, that this is a 12th year anniversary, since beers tend to come in, you know, 6-packs, 12-packs, you know, cases, whatever.
It's amazing how your mind works.
But Ben, we've talked about this before, but maybe some listeners that are new to the program, briefly talk about how the partnership between Southern Prohibition and Southern Miss came about.
Yeah, you know, I went to USM. I've had a lot of family that's gone to USM, and you know, talk about cornerstones in the community. I mean, obviously the university is such a big part of Hattiesburg, and you know, obviously we have faculty and students and alumni, all the people have kind of, you know, come through and live in town, or they did their four or so years here, and you know they frequented SoPro down here. So you know it was kind of a no-brainer to try to get some product and some kind of collaborative product on campus there.
And it would make it a lot easier for you guys to just maybe focus on, you know, 5 to 10 beers. But my favorite beer is one of your seasonal beers. And man, as if things weren't hard enough for you, you're constantly changing beers because of seasons. Yes.
Yeah. You know, we keep a couple mainstays in there, and we've always been, you know, we've always had a creative itch that we like to scratch. So we keep the good flavors and some new exciting stuff always kind of flowing through here.
You know, Ben, I'll tell you something odd about some of your beers. Last year you were very gracious and brought some out here when you were on the Eagle Hour, and mm-hmm. we put them in our refrigerator back in the break room, and I got busy, and I noticed Kelly back in the break room, and so that night when I went to get my beer, your beer walks. Apparently my beer left the refrigerator and left the building on its own. I think it was just a coincidence, Ben, that Kelly had been in there. Have you ever heard this sort of thing about Center before?
You know, honestly, I've heard this story several times. It's a little bit of an urban legend. Things just kind of disappear, you know?
Well, all I can say is you can't prove any of it.
I know, because you drank it. So, Ben, when you say seasonal beer, that's really interesting to me. I like these light lager type, you know, beers. Is that a spring or fall beer? But how do you decide what is the type of beer per season?
Yeah, well, you know, we're such our seasons are so wonky down here in the South. You know, really all this was born out of the fact that, you know, like Kelly, I like dark beers too, and we have a very limited window when it's truly cold enough to warrant something like that. You know, there's crazy people that want to drink you know, a big rich stout year round, but that's definitely like a colder months kind of thing. So, you know, that's kind of where the idea of our seasonal rotation came. We were wanting to do the dark beer, and you know, like the lagers and the light crispy things. I mean, it gets so hot down here and humid, and you're out at the you're out at the Pete or out at the park or whatever. Mm-hmm. You definitely need something that is a little more refreshing. So, right. You know, that's kind of the thought process.
So the lighter beers are for the spring and summer, correct? The lagers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. Okay.
Which is why I get my Berserker Mode several cases at a time so that it will last me truly.
That's a dark beer.
It is, but it'll last me over the spring and the summer. And
sort of matches your personality, dark.
My humor is, my sense of humor definitely is. And congratulations, Ben. You're the first person ever in this program in 10 years to use the word wonky.
Yes, that's good. We keep up with this kind of stuff, Ben. All right, Ben, when we go to baseball this weekend, is your product going to be available?
Oh, yeah. You know, we should have some fresh, ice-cold Southern Skies out there. So that, you know, speaking of light and crispy, refreshing beer, that's our, you know, our USM collaboration. It's a really easy-drinking lager. So it's definitely a crusher.
I don't know a lager that isn't easy-drinking myself.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
With St. Patrick's Day coming up, too, it seems like every brewer has some type of St. Patrick specialty or whatever. What about SoPro, anything in the horizon?
Yeah, you know, we normally, you know, there's a lot of people that do the food dye in their lager, so you get green beer, and you know, we don't do any of that, but I do an Irish dry stout. We usually do a small batch of that and try to hit up some good events, Irish Italian Festival here in town, and Keg and Barrel's event, and you know, just some of our bar partners and restaurant partners in the region, and we'll try to get them that nice dry Irish stout, which, you know, is essentially our ode to Guinness, essentially.
Yep. And you can't put the green in there anymore, Bob, or RFK will come and beat your butt.
That's exactly right. Yeah. I'm beginning
Absolutely.
To think that Ben has the best job in Hattiesburg.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Ben, we got 60 seconds left. I want you to let our listeners know about your restaurant, about all the things that they can come enjoy at SoPro.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we're open Wednesday and Thursday afternoons, 3 to 10. We're open Friday and Saturday, 11 to 10, and then Sundays, 11 to 4. So, you know, we have a full menu. If beer's not your thing, maybe your partner, your wife, whoever, girlfriend, mistress, maybe they don't want to drink a beer. They can come down and get a cocktail, a glass of wine. And we have really good food. I know y'all ever had the Boudin egg rolls. That's one of our best sellers, chicken sandwich, French onion grilled cheese. We've got all kinds of stuff. So
with a good cold draft beer, doesn't get much better.
And he mentioned mistresses because Bill Clinton is a regular visitor there at SoPro.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
I don't know what to do with him, Ben. I'm sorry. We try to lock him out of the building, but he seems to have a key every time. Hey, my friend, we're really grateful to you for co-sponsoring us Friday. We will talk about the SoPro all day Friday with great relish, and we thank you very much, my man. You're a great part of the community.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Ben Green, everybody, owner and brewer at SoPro Brewery. Let's leave with a little Zappa.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, our thanks to Ben Green down at SoPro Brewery. What a great place to have here in Hattiesburg. Appreciate their sponsorship of our show. Great show tomorrow. Shirley Jones is going to be on the show. The original female scholarship winner for women's basketball and a great friend of mine for 40 years, Nico Mazza. The great Nico Mazza in the studio with us. Is that right, Center?
He's looking forward to it, too, coming here to the studio and taking our questions. And
getting ready to go back and play pro ball, right?
Yeah, he is. But man, you know, it's eating his heart out not to be in that Golden Eagle uniform getting ready for opening day.
Kind of eating my heart out that he's not in one, too.
Yeah,
I'd like to see him pitch it. Hey, real quick, D-Bat sponsors this segment of the show. Speaking of great baseball players, D-Bat's a great place to take your children for baseball, softball training. It is truly a beautiful state-of-the-art facility, and we encourage you to support D-Bat here in Hattiesburg, as well as our dear friends at Genesis of Hattiesburg, Mr. Grubbs, Kevin Mullins, absolutely wonderful people. They're the official auto dealer of our program. Their Genesis sedans and SUVs are the finest luxury vehicles on the road, and their new Genesis showroom on Highway 98 West is a beautiful, beautiful facility, and they would love to have you come see it. News and notes, Kelly.
Well, in news and notes, Southern Miss has announced that it has partnered with Affinity Licensing for exclusive licensing rights, and that took place at the first of the year, January 1st. And what this does, Affinity Licensing's expertise is going to be instrumental in enhancing and expanding the reach of Southern Miss brand through licensed, you know, products. And as part of the agreement, Affinity is going to manage the university's brand licensing relationship with more than 200 licensees and retail partners. And the university, in exchange, you know, besides the monetary part, will have access to innovative technology and processes to allow better brand protection. So those dweebs and pinheads from the University of Iowa can't come and steal our logo and claim that we were stealing theirs.
You know, that may be a good thing, and I don't know the answer to this, but I remember a couple of years back, I was in a fabric store with my wife, and that was exciting. And, you know, I noticed that they had these spools of fabric. They had Alabama, LSU, Ole Miss, down the line, no Southern Miss. And so we asked about it. And they said that the licensing agreement wouldn't allow them to sell that. I wonder if that will broaden the availability of Southern Miss merchandise.
Expanding the reach, that is one of the things that Affinity is going to be working on. So, because that just shouldn't, I mean.
That doesn't make a lot of sense.
And in, where the president says, let's just get back to common sense, for heaven's sakes.
Right.
You know.
It's, how does he say it exactly?
Get back to common sense. All I know how to say is China. You know, I don't know if the shirts are made in
Why
China.
Why do you call it the China virus? Because it came from China.
China. Hey, in golf, Southern Miss had four Golden Eagles shoot par or below over the opening two rounds of the Hal Williams, not the actor Hal Williams, collegiate. That was a Monday in Mobile, and we're getting to it today now. The Golden Eagles are tied for eighth in the team standings. They are 6 under par. Ryan Dupuis, he's from Baton Rouge, and freshman Philip Sakota from Milan, Italy, and freshman Matthew Javier, one of our Canadians, all ended their day with a 36 1-under par total. Junior Will Burnham from Jackson, Mississippi, collected rounds of 73 and 69 for an even par 142. SMU leads the team standings at 20 under par. Boy, that's pretty good shooting. Other teams playing well include the Kent State Golden Flashes, the Kansas State Wildcats, and the Memphis Tigers. The leading team from the Sun Belt is Texas State, but that's the only team better than Southern Miss in those in the standings there in Mobile. So, you know, we've talked about consistency of some of the teams. Golf doesn't get the credit, you know, that it
Correct.
Deserves. They've been good. Track and field has just been, you know, outstanding. Baseball has as well. So, gosh, you just hope some of these. And softball is, I agree with Andrew Abbott. I think softball is going to have a better season than maybe a lot of people anticipate. And don't let that 1-4 start, you know, rain on your parade, so to speak, because those are brutal teams that they played.
All right, so. Speaking of softball, I believe they play tomorrow night, and I believe Ole Miss is here in town.
Where's Ozzie Pratt when you need him? You know,
Ozzie will not be attending.
Yes.
I think that game's a 6 tomorrow night, if I'm not mistaken. We'll verify that.
Yeah, I think it might be at 4 tomorrow afternoon.
But, oh, is it really? Why would you do that?
Yeah, we'll check on that. Well, and again, Bob, we talked about it at the top of the show. A lot of schools now, high schools and junior colleges in particular, are moving their schedules around because of some of this, in the words of Ben Green, wonky weather that may be coming in here this weekend, both on Thursday and Saturday. So opening day, though, we're pleased to report that Southern Miss proves to be, at least right now, looks to be in the clear, so to speak, to get a lot of baseball action in. But we'll see.
Easy games for Southern Miss, Kelly? Is there any such thing?
No, and everybody keeps saying, well, we thought Marist was going to be a pushover last year. But remember, and Coach Oz has said this on the program, the first part of the season, you're moving these pieces around. And he when he was talking to the Club One of Hattiesburg, he said, if you have a lineup already in your mind, it's bad news because it means you're not very deep. You don't have many people to choose from. He said the good
That's
news is...
That's not his problem.
No. It's just the opposite. He said we're going to be having a bunch of different lineups because we have so much to choose from, and that is good news.
All right, that wraps up the show today. Again, Shirley Jones-Hill on the show tomorrow. Nico Mazza, look forward to that. Look forward to spending an hour with you tomorrow. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Supertalk Mississippi Media Production.